One of television's most beloved commanding officers has died. Harry Morgan, who played Colonel Potter on MASH, died today at the age of 96. As NPR's Neda Ulubi reports, Morgan brought an avuncular authority to a show about the absurdity and horror of war.
MASH was funny, one of the best satires on television, about doctors cracking wise in an army medical unit during the Korean War.
I always look forward to the fall when the new line of weapons comes out.
It was often Harry Morgan as Colonel Potter who provided the moral outrage.
Every month there's a new procedure we have to learn because somebody's come up with an even better way to mutilate the human body. Tell me this, Captain. How the hell am I supposed to keep up with it? If they can invent better ways to kill each other, why can't they invent a way to end this stupid war?
Colonel Potter was decent, sympathetic, and he embodied a kind of folksy middle American sensibility. Take this moment when a higher officer is trying to strong-arm Potter into letting a talented, wounded marksman back into the field.
Chandler will be able to return to action a couple of days.
Good.
But it takes more than four sound legs to make a stallion run. It takes a sound heart and a sound mind.
It was one of those one-of-a-kind fits of character to actor to role, and they all served each other's needs.
James Poniewozik is the television critic for Time magazine.
He just seemed and carried himself like the last reasonable man in the middle of craziness.
A couple of days ago, somebody asked me if I thought MASH had made me a better actor.
In 1983, Harry Morgan spoke at a press conference about the ending of a series so beloved the last show drew a record 125 million viewers.
And I said, I didn't know about that, but I know it's made me a better human being. And there aren't many shows you can say that about.
Morgan alluded to his long career as a character actor, playing on Broadway, movies, and the TV show Dragnet before he got cast on MASH during its fourth season.
I've done about 100 movies plus, and this is my eighth television series. And believe me, in my experience, there's never been a congregation of actors put together that would come within a mile of this bunch.
I was holding this paper that said, Klinger is hereby declared nuts. Signed, Colonel Potter.
Jamie Farr played Corporal Klinger, the obnoxious cross-dressing company clerk. He had a ton of scenes with Harry Morgan, and he says even in a cast filled with cut-ups, Morgan was infamous for being funny.
Oh, he was terrible. He was absolutely the worst. I mean, I wish you could see some of the outtakes. We have some great ones.
Farr says he spent most of the day exchanging emails and phone calls with members of the cast. He says Mike Farrell, who played B.J. Honeycutt, was a huge presence in Harry Morgan's last days. He kept everyone updated from the hospice with emails. The last one he sent today said Harry Morgan died today around 3 a.m., peacefully and in his sleep. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.